Hello, I'm Associate Editor Jeff Kelly, and here's a roundup of the news, tips, and other resources you'll find this week on SearchSMB.com. With instant messaging poised to become the de facto electronic business communication tool, SMBs need to get a grip on its security risks, reports news writer Seamus McGillicuddy. Gartner predicts that by 2011, instant messaging will be the main conduit through which people communicate using video, voice, as well as text. It will be so entrenched that by 2013, 95% of workers in leading global companies will use it as their primary way of communicating. If SMBs want to do business with those global organizations, they'll have to step up to the plate and adopt technologies to secure and manage IM. Peter Firstbrook, a research director at Gartner, said SMBs should treat IM the same way they would email. If a company has examined its risks with email and determined that it needs to have policies and technology in place for electronic discovery, records retention, content inspection, and data leak protection, those policies and technologies should be extended to instant messaging as well. Unfortunately, SMBs aren't taking IM seriously enough. Many SMBs have policies forbidding IM use, but they are difficult to enforce. Companies might try blocking IM technology at the firewall, but most consumer IM clients are good at finding ways around firewalls. An alternative to just blocking IM is to implement something from Aconix, FaceTime, or Symantec. These companies have products that generally allow IT to control the clients used and to map IM handles to email addresses. A third approach, of course, is to rip out all of that and just deploy an enterprise IM solution. Firstbrook said SMBs need to take a realistic look at what their risks are by not taking control of IM use. Typically used in larger organizations, SMBs can also benefit from Master Data Management, or MDM. While the MDM acronym may be new, the concept of managing comprehensive data in a strategic way has been around for decades. The recent growth of SOA and systems integration has brought back into focus, however, the importance of MDM. MDM is not one size fits all, however. Here are 4 points to consider when deciding if MDM is right for your SMB. First, just what is MDM? MDM is a technological and cultural approach to managing information in a centralized and holistic fashion. Mastering the management of disparate data means consolidating the information into one master file and leveraging it. In this sense, MDM is a concept, not a technology or product itself. Second, MDM is not likely to work if your data is out of order. Getting your house in order is essential before letting an MDM consultant in the door. Once you understand your data's architecture, you can identify where it's coming from, what it contains, how reliable it is, and what you can do with it. Third, make your data accessible. For your data to be of the greatest possible use to the most number of people in your organization, departments and subcultures within the organization must be willing to share information. While this sounds like a no-brainer, it is often one of the more difficult obstacles to overcome in making a data management strategy work. Fourth, know your end game before you rush to implement MDM. Assessing your data architecture, improving its quality, and using technology to link it, access it, and spread it throughout your enterprise are essential to making your data a strategic asset. A comprehensive data strategy, however, also requires specific goals and objectives. Remember, data is an asset. Using it to reach organizational objectives and fulfill strategic positions is what makes MDM such a valuable tool. The emerging technology of data deduplication promises to give cash-strapped SMBs an affordable way to move to disk-based data backup. The 451 Group, a New York-based research firm, has identified data deduplication as one of the hottest emerging segments in the storage and data protection industry. Data deduplication is a method of reducing storage requirements by eliminating redundant data. In a backup and recovery system, gigabytes of information will be stored over and over again at each backup, creating countless copies of data that might change only incrementally over time. With data deduplication, storage devices only store changes to that data. Redundant data is replaced with a pointer to the unique data copy. According to a new survey of 100 organizations by the 451 Group, only 23% are using data deduplication in their backup and data protection infrastructure. However, 28% of non-adopters said they plan to use it within 6 months, and another 23% said they would adopt it within a year. Only 25% of non-adopters said they had no plans to use it. 80% of organizations that had adopted the technology said it met or exceeded their expectations. Although the survey looked at organizations of all sizes, Robinson said most of the early adopters of deduplication are in the small to mid-sized market because there was a higher level of dissatisfaction with tape among that size organizations because it is so difficult to manage. Whereas, in bigger organizations, there is more budget available and more established processes and products available. Robinson said SMBs in particular have been poorly served by incumbent technology. Tape backup is still a people, time, and money-intensive activity. And the fact that tape is also unreliable means many SMBs simply don't adequately protect their core data. Robinson said most major vendors are still working on integrating data deduplication into their product roadmaps. There is still a perception that the deduplication market is immature, despite the high levels of satisfaction users have with the technology. Deduplication has taken off a lot more quickly than companies expected, he said. However, EMC is moving into the space as well as Symantec. It's only a matter of time before some of the other major players get there as well. Also on SearchSMB.com this week, be sure to check out our latest IT management guide on compliance strategies for SMBs, and learn how to use network-attached storage to address capacity demand in an on-demand expert webcast. All these articles, tips, and other resources are available this week on SearchSMB.com. I'm Associate Editor Jeff Kelly, and thanks for listening.